Hi, welcome to the new podcast. I did make a recording to let you guys know that there was going to be some changes made. So I did change the name to being called What We Ain't Gonna Do. I know I still have a lot of kinks and things to work out because this is my first time doing this podcast. So I just ask that you support me. Give me feedback to improve the show, but I do hope you enjoy it. First of all, let's get this out the way. I am going to ask for donations to help improve the show. I'm also asking for feedback to improve my podcast. My Cash App name is $SeanDawn4. That's spelled SeanDawn4. The dollar sign is in front of the name. To send me feedback or requests, because I'm going to love that if you do that. That will help me tremendously. You can email me at bynum.shauna@yahoo.com just for feedback or topics to discuss. I would love it. So I did say on the my little podcast intro that there was going to be some changes. I was going to do reviews on reality TV shows. I'm still going to do those hot topics that I had. And anything else you want to talk about. So I'm going to start with my first review. And like I said, please give me the feedback on it. Feedback is improvement to me. So I'm going to start with the Wendy Williams documentary and something, a little review about the movie. At first, I didn't like Wendy Williams. I care for Wendy Williams like that. But after looking at the documentary and the movie, there is new respect for her. I don't know why I didn't care for her like that, but that's why we're not judges, for one, because I was so wrong about her and how she had to fight her way to get where she's at now. My thoughts on this documentary was very interesting. I do feel like a lot was left out, especially in the movie. And then as I was like researching and everything, I had found that she did an interview with DJ Swiss One. And that interview that she did with him, that was good to me too, because the things that were left out in the movie, they kind of discussed. And I know she done other interviews like The View, I think she was on. But this is what I thought about the documentary. You know, when it came on, she was on the couch. She was on a machine because she has lymphedema. And I didn't know what that was, but I did go researching and I found out that it was it's when fat is distributed in an irregular way beneath the skin. Usually it's in the buttocks and the legs. So that's what I had come to find out that she had. Her mom and dad and her sister, her sister and her brother had gave interviews not an interview because it was a documentary. Well, they like talked about Wendy, how she was overweight, her attitude and how she became the person that she is today. I do want to say that I did not like the way her mom and dad had talked about how she was overweight and how she didn't stick up for herself. I didn't like that how she had said that her dad said she was a pretty girl, but she had to lose weight. Like, that kind of bothered me. Because as I have raised my children as a single parent, I found out that some things we can say as adults to our children can hurt them in the long run. Like, I am a yeller, and now my kids do not like to be yelled at. And yeah, it took some time to get with that, but I still yell like when I'm at my breaking point. But this isn't about me, it's about Wendy. So they're talking about her, you know, how she made it, how she was growing up. And again, I don't like how her mom and dad explained how she was overweight and things like that. I do know that she has said as she was getting older, she was like, I gotta get out of here. And that's what she did. She got on her own. She started getting these disc jockey jobs, and she worked her way where she wanted to be. She made enough money to get a boob job, and you know, the rest had other work done. But I do feel like what the parents had said, I just really think it's negative, and I didn't like it. But they're parents, and I gotta respect how they felt. Well, when Wendy got older, she did save her money. She was working. In 1988, she was making good money, and then she was fired. But it didn't stop her, because she got hired at another radio station. I forgot the name of that radio station, but I know that as the documentary was going over, there were other people that had worked with her, and they was talking about how she came in there with a bag of magazines and gossip magazines, and I want to say the Esquire, but I'm not too sure. But you know, Wendy got into a spot where nobody else was touching, and that was the black artists' lives and stuff. And that's how Wendy got her break, doing this, all the gossip about the black set rappers, singers, black actors. That's how she got her break. Well, as she was climbing the ladder, getting herself together and stuff like that, she says that's when Kevin came along. And I know we all heard about all the stuff that Kevin's been doing, but you know, as a woman, whatever Wendy had going on at home, she didn't let it show. And she still didn't let it show when that big thing was going on with her and Kevin, about Kevin's cheating. But she says that Kevin had been cheating for like 16 years of their marriage. And I thought that was just, it was just horrible to hear that. As the documentary is going on, she had miscarriages. She even had to give birth to a stillborn baby. I think she had two births where she had to give birth to a stillborn baby. And I don't know how she dealt with that, because that is a lot to deal with. And then when they got married, because they felt like if they didn't get married, that the miscarriages and things were still going to keep happening. So they ended up getting married, and then they finally had a baby, and that's Lil Kevin. What I do respect about Wendy is that she said, Lil Kevin is off. We do not bring my child into this. And I respect that, because whatever her and Kevin is going through, she don't want Lil Kevin to be in the middle of it. And that's why she dealt with so much of the cheating over the years. Because you do want to have a successful marriage, but you also don't want it to affect the child if things ain't going well. And I think she kept doing until Lil Kevin is eventually an adult, and I guess she gave up on it. In the documentary, she had a drug problem, but she was able to kick that habit because she said she wanted better. Now, they did show that in the movie, and that was cool, but they didn't show how she got addicted to it. That to me would have been a good part of the movie. But I know some things had to be left out because of the time allowed in it. She also had, and I know, guys, you got to bear with me. I know I'm not supposed to use the word and but a lot. Well, also, they left out in the movie things that I went and I watched the DJ Sus One interview that she did. And I never knew that she had hung out with Biggie Smalls. Also in the movie, her and Method Man. Like, she told the story on DJ Sis One interview. She told the story about her and Method Man. That would have been good in the movie, but maybe, you know, that's the part that she wanted to live out because she didn't feel comfortable with Howard Stern. They had asked for Howard Stern to be in the documentary, and he did not want to be in the documentary. But then he goes on his show and rants about it. I didn't like that because she respects Howard. No matter how she got to the top, she still respects him as a radio show host or whatever. But I didn't like that. Mostly in the interview that I gathered was that she's still hurt by what Kevin did. I do like that she said if Lil Kevin wants them to have dinner together, all three of them, then that's something she's gonna do. She also did say that they have talking since all of this stuff has happened, which I like too. I'm probably all over the place with this because this is new to me. I'm trying to get the catch of it. So let's go back to the part where I heard on the DJ Sus One interview that she had actually sat down and did sort of like an interview with Biggie Smalls. That would have been something that should have been in the movie. I thought that was dope. And to just find out about it was real cool to me. She did say that she picked Biggie up. But she also had said that he was too big to drive. But being that I am a Notorious B.I.G. fan / Lil' Kim, Julia Mafia, all of those, I am that fan. I do know that Kim has said he couldn't drive, that Biggie Smalls couldn't drive. So at the time that her and Biggie are sitting down and they went to go have chicken wings or something like that. She's like, the whole time we were doing this, I'm interviewing him. This was the time that he had just married Faith Evans. I thought that was kind of cool. And if you had seen the movie or the documentary, they did have a part in the movie where the group Toto, another Bad Boy family member, that they came to fight her because of what she had said about them on the radio. But she did say P. Diddy didn't have nothing to do with this. But they came to the radio station to fight Wendy. And it was one of the group, I want to say Kima, and I could be wrong about her name. Well, she was in the docu-series, documentary, and she was like, my brother had taught me how to do karate. I was gonna get Wendy. I thought that was a little funny point in there, but they have made up since then. What got me into that too was when they was at that window at the radio station trying to get in there to get Wendy, Kevin pulled up like a superhero and he walked her out to the car and everything, and then Wendy stuck up her middle finger. But I am glad that they have squashed that beef from then to now because everybody's older. I don't know in detail what Wendy has said about Toto, but I think I do remember she was like they were ghetto or this and that, and they got upset about that. And Kimmel was really upset about it. So I am going to go read Wendy Williams' book if I can get a chance. I want to read it because I want to go more in depth about the interview with Biggie Smalls, her and Meth. Like, she said they had a one-night stand. That would have been good to have been in that movie. But yeah, she had talked about that, but she did say it's in her book, so that's why I want to go read it, and maybe you should read it too, and then we possibly can start a book club, because I love to read. As I do talk about Wendy's marriage and stuff, like, I do think that she was a good wife, and she might possibly get married again, and I think she would still keep up those wifely duties. She took care of him, and I do think Kev took care of her, but the cheating and stuff, I just don't like that. She did say on DJ Sus One's interview that she had flew Snoop Dogg in for Kevin's birthday, and I was like, wow. Mind you, this is when there's the infidelity going on in the marriage that she still did that. I thought that was really cool. I know I just been rambling on about it, and I did try to like put everything in order, but I got excited. I've been trying to get myself together for to do this podcast, and I just had in my mind that it was going to go this way, but it's going to go that way. I'm going to get there, I promise you. Well, one more thing I do want to share about the Wendy and Kev situation is that she said Kevin was trying to duck and dodge from being served with the paper. So they got a guy to dress up in a FedEx uniform to serve this man with papers. And I thought that was dope. I would have liked to see that in the movie. And I'm going to jump back and say something too. I didn't know that what she was going through, it had shut her body down. If you remember on that Halloween show, she passed out. I thought that was so upsetting. But again, Kevin was there to rescue her, and they did that little talk and she was back out there. I thought that was dope as a woman to, yeah, I just had this happen, but I'm back and I'm good. And I got this. That's how she kind of handled it. And I like that. And he was still supportive. Like, I think in due time, they might come to, like, some, you know, situation where they can be friends. Just by hearing that, you know, they have talked since then and things like that, it do sound that like there can be hope. I mean, I know she's probably upset that he's had a baby on her. And I think that brings back maybe all the memories that she had with the miscarriages that she had over the years. I just don't understand. And it's not for me to understand because I can't even figure out why I was cheated on over the years. I think that's the hardest thing. It's just like the trust is gone when that happens to you. But she made it through just like all of us have that have been through those situations. It happens, and sometimes people do stay and they work it out. And that's why you can't say what you're going to do or what you're not going to deal with. That sounds better. Until you put into that situation, until you're walking in those shoes. Well, that is going to be all for my thoughts on the Wendy Williams documentary and the movie. And you should go check it out. I mean, I rambled on about it, but it was very good. I've watched the movie like 2 times, and I probably look at the documentary about 2 times. That has to be really good for me to sit and watch something over and over like that. It's very rare that I do that. But this got my eye. I thought it was interesting. It was an emotional to watch her go through it and to say that she didn't